Visiting today with PCM head boys basketball coach Tony Ford. Coach, you know, you guys coming off a win on Tuesday night against South Hamilton, and then a couple losses before that on the road at Nevada and at home against Perry. Can you kind of walk me through those games a little bit?
Sure. We can start with, we'll go back to Perry and we'll work our way towards the front. Perry, we knew they were going to drive the tempo pretty high. They have a couple of really good players, seniors, that were definitely a problem for us. They hit a lot of middies and they pass the ball really well, and then they play an up-tempo defense, which they try to get you to take quick shots and turn the ball over, and unfortunately we kind of fell into their game plan. And then on Friday we played Nevada, and that kind of a bounce-back game for us. We mixed up the rotation, and we had a good game plan going to that, and we just had a couple turnovers in the third quarter that kind of knocked it, gave them the lead a little bit. But overall, the chemistry was really good. We kind of executed our plans, just made a couple extra turnovers that we didn't need, and Nevada made a couple baskets. That was that. And then Tuesday we played South Hamilton up there, and again had a game plan going in. The guys executed this one. It was we knew South Hamilton was kind of down this year, and we were trying to get accomplished in games, and we saw that, and we got some guys some minutes that haven't played a lot in the past, and you know, that worked out in our favor, and they scored some buckets, and we got a win.
You know, games coming up against Roland Story, who's kind of down this year, but still a conference opponent, and then Knoxville, who's undefeated this season, and then Eddyville, Bladesburg, Fremont, who has not had a good year. How do you kind of approach those last three games of the regular season, knowing that, you know, the postseason is here on the horizon?
Yeah, so Roland Story, they do very, very simple things, but they do it very well. And it's kind of been their bread and butter is like, hey, we'll do simple really well, and that's run a 2-3 defense. And you know, sometimes they'll bring it up to half court, and then their offense is, again, pretty simple, but they execute those little things really well. And they are a young team, so they started out the season kind of slow. But if you look at their competition and look at their recent games, you know, they had a game last night against West Marshall. West Marshall's a pretty good team, and they beat them. And then they had a really close game against Dakota. They're getting better every single game. So I think you can't overlook Roland Story. They're a really good program, and I think Friday night when they come here for senior night, that's going to be a really, really tough game for us, but we're going to have to be at top of our game. And then, you know, you look at Knoxville next week, I think they're just an awesome team right now. They're playing really well together, and, you know, we go in there, or they come here, and I think the goal is to hope to have a bad shooting night and play really hard and see how it goes. And then finish with Eddyville. You know, like you said, they have had a down year, but I think it's another one of those things where we go in and we try to execute our game plan and see where we're at from a chemistry standpoint before we get into the playoffs.
You know, somebody on your team that has been playing pretty well offensively as of late is senior Gavin Van Gorp, an experienced player, a guy that's played a lot of minutes for PCM over the years. You know, has it been nice to kind of see him really come alive offensively as of late?
Yeah, I've been really happy with Gavin. He's really had if you look at his numbers from last year to this year, he's really improved, and he's moving the ball, he's rebounding, but he's just taking really good shots for us this year. And he's kind of a quiet leader. He's not going to be really loud. He's not going to tell people what to do. He's just going to kind of do his business. And we all know where he's at on the floor, and we try to get the ball to him. And when he's open, we want him shooting the ball for sure. And then if he gets the ball in transition, he's really quick. He's got first couple steps, and he can get up by the rim, and he's really soft with the ball. Even when he's not right in the hoop, he gets it to roll around the rim, and it typically rolls down through the net. So it's been fun to watch him play this year and have him do what he's doing offensively.
You know, that game against South Hamilton, you kind of alluded to it a little bit, getting some different guys in, but I think you had about 13 different players in the scoring column of that game. Is it nice to get some guys, you know, that may not have a lot of varsity experience, a little bit of experience, knowing that, you know, down the road they may be, you know, they may be called upon in varsity time?
Yeah, for sure. You know, you got Shea Burns started up the year with a football injury. He was in a cast for until after Christmas. And he was going to be in the mix from the beginning. And, you know, he's kind of come alive playing some JV, and then even his varsity minutes have been really good. So to your point, he's probably going to be in the mix come playoff time. And then, you know, Andy Bellenhausen, he's dealing with some injuries early in the year, and he's got a big frame to him. He's got a nice touch around the rim, and he got some minutes in last night, and that was good to see, you know, what he could do down the road and, you know, continue to build and on that experience that he got last night. And then, Like you said, just to get the guys in, we have a pretty, from a talent perspective, like right in the middle of our roster, we have good basketball players and they're all just good in different areas. So it's just hard to figure out where they fit in. And just to see that last night was good.
We mentioned the three games you have left in the regular season, not to overlook any of those games, but you kind of have to have in your mind as coach and as a team a little bit, that, hey, when we get into the postseason, that's a whole new season.
Definitely. Our motto has been, to your point, we've struggled with just having a full roster this year. And we know once we get clicking and we get everybody back, which we're starting to get there, that we'll just continue to get better and better. And once you get to the playoffs, it really doesn't matter what your record is. And so the focus of this week and then next week is just to get to our peak performance. And that's kind of where all of our minds are at, is to be that sleeping that giant in the playoffs, and then see if we can knock off a couple people and see how far we can go.
Well, Coach Ford, I appreciate your time as always visiting with me. Best of luck as your team takes on a couple games, big games coming up.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Look forward to seeing you next week.